The Bert Show.
You seem excited.
Oh, what's to get excited about?
What's to get excited about?
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
It's just Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about
This show.
Yep. Nothing to get excited about.
That's negative thinking.
I don't have time for that.
I'm just going to start talking, and there we go.
It's showtime.
How's everybody doing? What's going on, Abby?
It was pretty good. Yesterday, my brother was in town. Well, he's been in town most of the week, but I got to see him last night, which was a fun little surprise. I took him down to the Beltline because I have this weird competitiveness with my family about who lives in the better city, because everyone knows I have this one-sided beef with the city of Tampa, Florida, which is where my entire family lives. And I think Tampa as a whole is like a beautiful city. Like, my hate is not with the natives of Tampa. My beef is not with the scenery of Tampa. Like, it's beautiful, but Atlanta to me, I really have become so fond of Atlanta. Like, it's such a social city. There's so much to do. Granted, there's no beach, but like, I don't care. Like, you can fly to the beach. Whereas Atlanta, like, when I took him down to the Beltline, I was so proud when I took him to a restaurant that there were people out. I was like, see, you don't see this in Tampa. Nobody goes out in Tampa, which I'm sure they do, but I haven't found the places, because every time I ask people, where are the cool places in Tampa? Nobody knows where to tell me to go. So we had a couple glasses of wine. I pressed him on the proposal that he's supposed to be doing for his girlfriend. We still have no plan. I mean, we have like a vague plan, but we still have no plan. We're sitting there, I'm like, dude, we're talking about the wedding more than we're talking about the proposal. We planned out his wedding. We know what date he's getting married. We know where he's getting married. We know what city he wants to get married in. Granted, no like deposits were put down or whatever, but we have more details about what he wants for the wedding than what he wants to do for his proposal.
I don't know who it was a couple of weeks ago that I got a tongue-in-cheek debate with when I asked the question to a woman. It might have been Amanda. Maybe it was you guys. When I'm like, just go ahead and tell me what all the advantages are of being a woman rather than a guy. And the list ended at like three things. And she and the women around me were just like, yeah, that's really all we got. Here's one that I think you guys can really hang your hat on is you guys plan and think and you do it with sensitivity and intelligence, and guys just will put it off and put it off and put it off. And I feel like most guys, as a general rule, it is a sprint to a finish line without a lot of detail. Whereas I think women are beautiful at it.
And that's exactly where I've kind of had to swoop in, because he'll send me a text with a couple of ideas and I immediately have to hijack it. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're doing this. And obviously I don't want to give specifics because, you know, the proposal hasn't happened yet. And I don't want to like give anything on the radio in case it gets back to her. But I have really had to hold his hand figuratively and literally through this entire process, because I don't know if it's just causing him anxiety. And so he's like, let's just get it done as soon as possible. And he just like wants to check the box. But we have more details about this wedding that can't even happen until he proposes.
So how do you find the perfect balance? Because I do agree that there are some men who could use a little hand holding, you know, just to make sure that the proposal goes off without a hitch. But also it needs to be them. Like, it needs to convey them and their personality. And I'm trying to figure out what the difference is.
I completely agree. And where I'm saying that I'm stepping in, it's more of like, if my boyfriend was planning my proposal, I would want my sister-in-law to step in this way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Got it.
That like, it's not to hijack and it's not to make it about me. It is, I'm thinking about the bride and what I think the bride will appreciate. And maybe it's a detail he hasn't thought is important.
Excuse me. I wish I could blame that on allergies, but there is no pollen in the air. So I think we're seeing this with Jackson also. And I think I can speak as a guy on this, is that we feel like there's so much pressure for everybody involved in a wedding, right? The guy really doesn't have, if the woman wants to take control over the planning, all that much to do. All right, we got to pick out the ring and we got to propose. So those two things seem monumental to us, because we don't want to mess up just the two things that we have to do. So rather than go forward and still have like this grain of doubt that it's not going to be perfect for her, because we have heard over the years that, look, the proposal needs to be perfect. The wedding needs it perfect, 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 perfect. That if we don't make it perfect for her, then we're going to somehow let her down. And I think that's where guys stumble.
So he's kind of like in a functional freeze.
Yeah, like Jackson. That's a little bit like Jackson with his proposal.
Yeah, he is in a functional freeze. Jackson has definitely spun his wheels on certain things. And I've kind of, oh my God, am I like the proposal whisperer? Because I've been back there like coaching Jackson too. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Like, just get down on one knee with a ring. And for all intents and purposes, like my brother's girlfriend, very chill. Jackson's girlfriend, very chill. Like, I feel like the bar is at an appropriate level of low.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just here to be like the fairy proposal godmother and be like, get the photographer! Make it pretty, you know, just put in a decent amount of effort that shows that there is some intentionality behind the fact that you are taking her off the market for forever. That holds a lot of credence. And, you know, you're asking her parents if you can do that. Like, that's a big moment in life. So take some time, think about it, and then just go for it.
So I'm curious if we're looking at the time that he has spent up until now not doing anything and the time it took you to knock it out for him last night, what do those two look like?
You guys don't even understand. By the time I didn't even finish my glass of red wine and I already had more details planned out about both his proposal. And I had like spreadsheets. I pulled up the Pinterest board. I had floral websites that I'm like emailing and doing. Like all the things.
You're giving him vendors too.
The vendors are going to my Burt Show email. I'm like sitting there like, okay, well, so if you start hearing my email ping today, it's probably not one of y'all. It is the wedding vendors for my brother's proposal.
There's more stress on you with this proposal than there is anybody else.
Truly.
The Burt Show.